This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, it's one thing to read about voter fraud in a news article. It's quite another to read about it in a court document or legal opinion. Three judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked an attempt to allow all voters in the state to vote by mail because of the pandemic. In his concurring opinion, Judge James Ho took the time to cite other judges and legal opinions warning about the dangers of voting by mail. Many citations seem to be making the case against voter IDs by suggesting that in-person voting is much safer than voting by mail. By focusing on the importance of in-person voting, they are also making the case against voting by mail. For example, judges in one case cited Indiana's own experiment with fraudulent voting in the 2003 Democratic primary was a fraud that was perpetuated using absentee ballots. The legal opinion went on to explain that much of the fraud that has occurred in various elections nationwide was actually absentee ballot fraud or voter registration fraud. Now, one brief found extensive problems with absentee ballot fraud in various elections, including one election that was overturned on the basis of absentee ballot fraud. Now, another brief by the Brennan Center argued that when voter fraud was detected, it generally takes the form of organized fraud, including the use of fraudulent absentee or mail-in ballots. Judge Ho even cited their own court opinions that concluded that mail-in ballot fraud is a significant threat, so much so that the potential and reality of fraud is much greater in the mail-in ballot context than in in-person voting. After reading many of these citations and legal opinions, I think it's easy to see why the court ruled against attempts to expand mail-in voting. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.